Which is perfect segue into my question, which is the final part of my thing, which is the irony of this whole thing is that my desire in this lifetime is to feel joy and then to help, there's that thing, helping others find the joy. But I seem to have lost it. And I'm willing to put myself in the hot seat. I feel stuck with this joylessness, and I'm wondering if you could help me start me on the way, on the path of least resistance to letting go of this. I don't even understand the fear I feel that I carry with me that keeps that
joy
from
happening. Well, the fear that we can feel pulsing very powerfully within you is a fear that we feel often within our human friends. And what it is you're afraid you won't get to where you want to go, and you're so afraid that you won't get to where you want to go that your fear keeps you from getting there. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's the fear of not achieving what you want, and it's so upsetting to you that you're not allowing it to be right now. But the reason that we're wanting to turn it around in an easier way, we're wanting to say to you that if you right now, and we'll do this with you, if you will reach for the thought which is the path of least resistance, in other words, never mind the dominant long-range goal, just look for something to feel good about now, what happens is you feel good. An aerial view of it would be, so here you are, and here's where you think you want to be. Mm-hmm. Well, we know that this place where you think you want to be only exists because the anticipation of it feels good now. Mm-hmm. You think that getting over there is when you will feel good and that you don't feel too good till you get there. We know that anticipation of it is what's going to breathe life into you now. So we know that the existence of that desire is what's going to cause the journey to take place. And we know that it is the journey that is life. It is not the destination that is life. The destination or the goal is only the reason for the journey. But the journey is what life is. In other words, we all have this now. And in this now, we can laugh or we can cry, we can compliment or we can complain, but we are doing it all right now. And so we don't want you to make your destination irrelevant because it's necessary for the journey to even take place. But when the destination looms as such a big promise that it makes now feel inferior, now something's gone wrong in the balance of that, you see. Mm-hmm. So you have to find a way that your desires breathe life into you, not zap life from you. And we think that's why the little ones have so much to teach you, because they come forth and they have little objectives that they believe that are so darn exciting to them. In other words, they don't understand failure. They don't even think about failure. They fall down over and over and over and over again, and they just don't care at all because they are not judging themselves as inappropriate. Still, that objective that they have in their mind is still calling them forward and giving them the reason for having a joyful moment, you see. But sometimes what happens once you've been doing that for a while, and when you have been reaching for your objectives and you are not looking at your objective through your eyes only, but you are watching others observing you, then everything tends to get complicated and you tend to lose your way. We cannot find an easier way of saying it other than the path of least resistance just feels good right now. So let's play the game and see if you can get there. So what is the subject of your desire? Career?
Career.
All right, we're going to forget all about that for a little while.
The subject of my desire is to feel joy right now. That's truly it. Is that what you meant?
Yes.
Okay.
Esther was telling Jerry during segment of refreshment that one of the strongest feelings of highs that she has felt in the last few days was in the monster bus pulling into the RV resort in Chula Vista. And that feeling of anticipation of getting onto their space and taking their walks on the bay and feeling the ocean air in their lungs and watching the sunsets. And there was a moment as she pulled through the gate and pulled the big parking brake that goes psss when she does it. It was sort of like announcing to the world, here we are. And it was a high that was almost indescribable. So then as Esther was trying to regurgitate that feeling, she discovered that when she just thinks about the monster bus being parked there, that while she gets a little hit from it, it wasn't very much. And she discovered that if she would start at about El Paso, And think in terms of the delicious meal that they had at La Posta. And then drive across the desert and notice the sunset. And then park at that place that is such a beautiful place out in the desert and take her walk. And then get back on the freeway and drive through the open freeways with hardly any traffic. And setting the cruise control on about 87 and feeling the power of the monster bus as it sailed across the desert. And then stopping at a rest stop and having a picnic with Jerry. And then anticipating where they were going and then pulling into Chula Vista. Oh boy, did she ever get there. In other words, just by wanting to milk some joyful experience for the purpose of feeling good now, she's discovered that that's one that she can use over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, you see. Very often, she goes back to the center in Texas where a stream has been man-made, but it looks very, very real. In fact, people who come to see it don't know that it has not always been there. It looks as if it has always been there. And Esther sits on a bridge that is made of a big rock and sits with her feet not quite dangling in the water, but close to it. And as she sits there, lovable cat comes from one rock ledge and decides to jump to another rock ledge and literally flies through the air over her head in order to get there. And when Esther remembers that moment in time, she connects to source energy in a very powerful way. And then lovable cat runs up the tree and stops long enough to say, "Did you see that?" And then runs down the tree and stops long enough to say, "Did you see that?" And runs up the tree and stops long enough to say, "Did you see that?" In order to demonstrate the powerful joy in the moment. And Esther cannot focus upon that without using that as the moment in time to connect to source energy. All of you have these moments in time. Maybe it was the day you met someone you loved and you knew it for the first time. Maybe it was the first thing that they said to you that made you know that you really loved it. Maybe it was the first time you slept together. Maybe it was the first time you ate out together. Maybe it was the first time you drove somewhere together. But all of you have those moments in time that every time you reflect on them, they take you to that high good place. And our question to you is, why not let as many moments of your day as possible be in thinking about those things that take you to that high good place, because that's the only thing that you need to do to open your valve to allow the universe to deliver to you right now all of the things that you've been asking for. You don't have to explain anything to anyone. You don't have to justify anything. And in fact, you cannot. The best use of your time is to find a moment that is pleasing and milk it for everything that it is worth. And then if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would milk it. We would add them together. We would pretend like all the happy things happened at the same time. We'd add to it. We'd make it up. We would float it into the future. In other words, we would just get on rampages of joyous mushing and mashing of the deliciousness of our life experience. We would never stop talking about how good it is. We would never stop talking about how good it is because it is so very good. We have watched all of the humans who have lived all of the lives, and we've never seen anything with the potential of what you all stand on now. The potential for joy in this time-space reality is beyond anything that anyone has ever lived. And if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would be milking it. We would be using every excuse that we could possibly find to connect to the energy that is really you. And in doing so, every fleeting little dream that you ever had would float into your experience like butterflies and say, "Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Remember me? You dreamed me when you were 12. Remember me? You dreamed me when you were 18. Remember me? You asked for me yesterday. Remember me? Remember me? Remember me?" Because every one of them remember you. Every desire that you ever hold is encoded with your vibration and has been making its way to you. And you don't have to get them all at once. You wouldn't want to get them all at once. They are strung out in perfect array to give you a never-ending unfolding of perfection. You don't eat all of your meals at the same time. You wouldn't want to. You want them to come and be satisfying as you come. And so it is with orgasms, and so it is with empires, and so it is with compliments, and so it is. In other words, this is a life-giving experience. This is not your life. This is life living through you. You are the livers of all of this, you see. Yes. Good time for a segment of refreshment.
Thank you.
We are.